At harvest time each year, many farm workers around the state work 16 hours a day and sometimes 7 days a week. Long hours with little time to recover mean aching muscles and few hours for family. On Monday, the California Senate approved a bill that hopes to change that, extending overtime rules that apply to the rest of the workforce to those who work in the fields. But as FM89's Ezra David Romero reports, the bill is also a big source of controversy.
Earlier this summer, California lawmakers voted down a bill to give farm workers in California extra overtime pay. But now the idea behind that bill is on the table again, under a new piece of legislation by San Diego Democratic Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez.
We have people who are doing the hardest work in the most oppressive conditions, quite frankly, who are exempt from the 8-hour day standard that every other hourly worker enjoys.
California is one of the few places in the country that requires overtime after 10 hours a day and for any time worked on a seventh day of work. Her bill is simple. Give farm workers overtime after 8 hours of work a day in a 40-hour week. The bill now before the state Senate would phase in the change over a 4-year period starting in January.
We've been working hard in California slowly throughout the decades to get to a position where we do treat farm workers better, but they're still not treated equally.
Labor rights groups like the United Farm Workers of America agree and say this bill really comes down to human rights. Arturo Rodriguez is the president of the organization.
Those are human beings that work extremely hard. They're professionals. They should be treated like any other worker in this country. Without them, we wouldn't have the food supply that we have every single day.
Farmers don't really like this bill. It'll require them to pay workers more or to shift how they operate. But Rodriguez says it's time for agricultural workers to be seen as skilled laborers, not second-class citizens.
It's time to quit giving farm workers the short end of the stick here, to give them the ability to be able to improve their lives. They want the same thing for their children that consumers want for theirs.
Fresno County Farm Bureau CEO Ryan Jacobson says the farmers and ranchers he represents have been very vocal on the bill. He doesn't think these changes will be good for ag in the Golden State.
The fact of the matter is that the combination of minimum wage and this overtime bill really has the potential of changing the dynamics of what California agriculture looks like.
An April report by the consulting firm Highland Economics estimates that the changes would decrease farmworker pay by 16% in the state. That's around $1.5 billion not in these workers' pockets. If this bill passes, the study says there will be clear winners and losers. Fresno County almond farmer Matthew Efford thinks both farmers and farm workers will lose out. His workers on average work 65 hours a week during harvest.
Immediately, my employees are going to see an effect in their monthly take home because we're going to need to try and minimize our costs and stay at the regulated 40 hours.
Efford's crews are busy harvesting almonds by driving machines down lanes of trees. The operator stops the vehicle at each tree, and two padded metal claws grab the trunk and shake the tree. It's like a hailstorm of almonds. Efford says if the bill becomes law, he may have to scale back his growing operation.
We would go from harvesting 2,500 plus acres of almonds down to harvesting our own 700. We'll just run more iron in shorter windows. But I'm in a unique position to where I can do that. Other operations aren't going to be able to make that adjustment.
Efford also says it will be difficult for farmers to sell commodities at higher prices because of global prices for goods. But Bruce Goldstein with the group Farmworker Justice says farmers are making too many excuses at the expense of some of the nation's most hardworking people.
The employers will say, well, the workers really don't want it because they will get fewer hours. But that just hasn't been the case. Overtime pay provisions have benefited workers. Those benefits should extend to farm workers.
If farm workers are to join the likes of every other profession in the state, then the Senate and the House will need to approve the bill during the current session. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.